Well, for the first time, we have EU-wide regulations on organics. And that's a real opportunity for Irish farmers who are perhaps thinking about getting into organic farming. Right now, we have about 1,800 organic farmers in Ireland. That's much less than the average across the EU. Way less. It's about half of the average. So given now that we have a single set of rules, and crucially that any organic food imported into the EU must be of the same standard as what's produced here, that really is an opening for Irish farmers, because the EU imports 50% of all the organic food that we eat. So Ireland, you know, as the green island, as it were, it has already a good image, a great image where food is concerned. So it's a real possibility for those who think that perhaps this kind of farming is for them. Yes, it's a niche market, but it's a growing niche market. Europe imports 50%, as I said, of what we eat. That will increase. And now that we have a single set of regulations, and that, for example, for small organic operators, there is flexibility there as well. So all of that adds up to an opportunity for Irish farmers who are considering going organic.
So the regulations essentially will encourage farmers to, they can compete on an equal level with the imports that are coming.
Exactly. One of the things we often hear from our farmers is that imports into the EU are not the same standard. They're of equivalence. That's the word that's used. And that's a big issue when it comes to things like beef and poultry from Brazil, Argentina, etc. But now that cannot happen with organic food. It has to be of the same standard. So that means that producers within the EU have, if you like, an advantage. We're on a level playing field. And given, as I said, that I think we have less than 2% of farmers in Ireland are organic, across the EU, it's about 5%. So there's a real opportunity to grow, because they have simplified the regulation, the same regulation across the EU for everybody. And as I said, it's a real opportunity.